Okay. A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Ayin Aleph, Shabbos 71A, pagination, page 141. But we will be starting by the facing page, which I'll say in a moment. But right now, page 141. We established on yesterday's daf a fascinating difference, making a distinction between the type of mistake that a person made in Shabbos violations. If the violation resulted from a mistake that he didn't know it was Shabbos, so then no matter how many categories he violates, he cuts, he grinds, he cooks, etc., it's all one mistake, and therefore it's only one atonement, and this, in time of the Beis HaMikdash, one carbon would be brought, and that would atone on everything, because it's all resulting from one mistake. Conversely, if he knew that it was Shabbos, but he made mistakes, even up to all 39 categories, but he's going to be obligated in a new carbon atonement for each one of the categories, because that's where the mistake lies, in the individual categories. There is a rule that if a person makes mistakes in the same forgetfulness, there is a rule, for example, by eating improper things, person eats the wrong types of fats from an animal, he eats them in the same forgetfulness, so then one carbon covers all, because it's all one forgetfulness. It's very similar to the rules that we've had until now, right? The Gemara now is going to entertain the question, what happens if the person if the person does both of what we described before regarding Shabbos? He does violations forgetting that it was Shabbos, and then perhaps later in the day, he flips it. He realizes that it's Shabbos, but forgets the individual malachas. And now we have a mix and match. Will he be able to achieve atonement when he finally figures this all out with one karban or multiple karbanos? And the key factor over here is called gorer, whether you could draw a karban, a violation, into a karban. So that, for example, if you're giving a carbon atonement on forgetting that it was Shabbos, and included in that Shabbos violation is harvesting and grinding, so then the carbon that you're bringing, even though it's one carbon because you forgot it was Shabbos, but that one carbon is including violations of harvesting and grinding. And perhaps automatically, all violations of harvesting and grinding should be included in that carbon. Conversely, if what you realized was that you've made a violation in harvesting and you didn't know anything about the grinding, so then you're bringing a carbon on the harvesting, not on the grinding. You don't know anything about the grinding. Automatically, the harvesting that was done when you forgot it was Shabbos, I understand you forgot and therefore made the mistake for a different reason. In one case, you forgot because you didn't know that it was a violation to do harvesting. And in another case, you did the violation because you weren't sure that it was Shabbos. But either way, it's harvesting that you're doing atonement for. Perhaps that could be drawn together. But how far can you take this drawing together to include the grinding? Because when you accept the carbon on yourself, and you say, this carbon should be an atonement, you're only talking about harvesting. How far can you take it to draw in the other violations? Now, I'm doing the overview because it's a little bit of a sophisticated thing. You should know what to look for. But I think if we just take it line by line, it'll fall into place and you'll appreciate what the question of the Gemara is. The reason I feel this piece of Gemara is so important, is so valuable, is because it introduces to us, it starts us off in the direction of something that we're going to need to learn, which is how atonement of karbanos works Because even though the Talmud Bavli, Babylonian Talmud, was written after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so its primary focus is not Beis HaMikdash and atonement, karbanos, calculating all these things, but it does come up, and obviously, as we see, it's included in the Shas that we study. So let's begin on Shabbos Ayin Amid Beis, Shabbos 70b, pagination 140. We're starting from about 8 lines from the bottom. At the end of a line, 2 dots, Amar Rava. Amar Rava, Rava said, Katsar v'tochan, some vocabulary here. Katsar means to harvest, tochan means to grind. Kigrogeres, according to the amount of a date, the amount that is considered valuable, and therefore would be a Shabbos violation, that amount. B'shigigas Shabbos, he forgot that it's Shabbos. V'zadon malachos, but he knows about the malacha, the individual categories. Now, even though the word zadon is being used, purposeful, this violation is a mistaken violation. It's not purposeful. Because by forgetting that it's Shabbos, even though he knows these are malachas, but his overall behavior is definitely considered a mistake. But the Gemara uses this as a way of articulating what he knows and what he doesn't know. He doesn't know that it's Shabbos. He's mazed, he's purposeful. He knows very well that these are categories of violation on Shabbos. He just doesn't realize there's anything wrong with doing them because he thinks it's Wednesday. And then he went ahead and again did the same 2 category violations. He harvested and he ground. Same amount of violation, but this time it was Zadon Shabbos. He knew that it was Shabbos. V'shigigas malachas, but it was a mistake. He didn't realize these 2 are part of the categories. He forgot. He's a newbie to observance. And he forgets, you know, you told me sewing and cooking. It's hard to keep track of all these things. So he made a mistake. Fine. V'noda lo al katsira utchina shal shigigas Shabbos v'zadon malachas. And then he found out, he realized, on the one that the mistake was the Shabbos, that the whole violation was hinging on the fact that he didn't realize it was Shabbos. That's what he found out. And later on he found out, after he already designated a carbon because he forgot it's Shabbos, he then found out that in the afternoon, you know, you need atonement for that too. Because over there you forgot the individual malachas. By then you had Shalosh Shuddos in Shul, and you knew that it was Shabbos, and there was still 10 minutes left to Shabbos, and you did these violations, so these violations were forgetting the malacha. You knew it was Shabbos. So on to today's daf, says the Gemara, Kitsira goreres kitsira. The kitsira, the harvesting, which is included in when you forgot it was Shabbos and you're bringing 1 carbon for that, included in that is the harvesting and the grinding. So the harvesting component of forgetting it's Shabbos and its atonement is going to draw into it the harvesting violation. That's a little bit different because over there you forgot the violation, you didn't forget that it was Shabbos, but the fact remains, you did a harvesting by mistake. And therefore, it's drawn in to the 1 carbon that you forgot it was Shabbos. Utechina gorer techina. And the grinding component of that 1 carbon, because you forgot it's Shabbos, is going to draw into it the grinding part, even though it's a little bit different, because over here you forgot the malacha, and you didn't forget that it was Shabbos, but the bottom line is, a grinding occurred by mistake. So it gets drawn in to that original carbon. And you only have to bring 1 carbon, even though 4 things happened here. But the first two are included because you forgot it Shabbos, and therefore only one atonement is needed. And the second two violations, where you remembered it Shabbos, but you forgot the malacha, are drawn in because, bottom line, a harvesting by mistake occurred, and I'm already with an atonement carbon for that, and a grinding by mistake occurred, and I already have an atonement carbon for that. Next line. Avol, but. Nodolo al kitzira shazadun Shabbos v'shigigas malachas. But if he first found out, at the end, on Sunday, he figures what he did out on Shabbos, very busy day, he finds out that he did the Shabbos violations of not knowing the malachas. So how many karbanos is he supposed to bring if he gets the malacha part?
Two.
Two. Because his problem is in the harvesting, and his problem is in the grinding, right? So Gitzira Goreres Kitzira, the Gemara says, you will be able to draw in the Kitzira, the harvesting of earlier in the day, the harvesting that occurred because I forgot it's Shabbos. Because it's Kitzira, it's harvesting, and you could draw one harvesting into the other one. Utechina She'ima, and it could even draw in the grinding that's with it, because that carbon, with it meaning with the one that was drawn.
So the grinding with the
ground. Early in the day, because there was only one carbon required for that. Because violation was a Shabbos forgetting violation, not a malacha forgetting violation. Utechina shekinegda, but the techina, the grinding that was with this kitzira, when I forgot their malachas, and normally I would be obligated to bring two different karbanos for them, b'mekoma omedes, that one stands, because there's no way to draw it in. The next one, which we don't really have time for, Abaya says, you can even draw in the grinding that's with it, because it goes full circle. Picture this as a graph in your mind. You have Kitzira Techina in the beginning of the day when I forgot it's Shabbos, and Kitzira Techina at the end of the day where I remembered it's Shabbos but I forgot the malachas. So we're saying one carbon designated for Kitzira for harvesting at the end of the day when I forgot the malacha draws in the Kitzira harvesting early in the day when I forgot it's Shabbos. And since that one only requires one carbon for Kitzira and Techina, we're going to draw the Techina in, because if you're atoning the Kitzira, you're atoning the Techina too, because you forgot it's Shabbos and you bring your atonement. And once the techina over there is being drawn in, Abaya holds you could even draw in the techina over here, which normally would require its own carbon. But it's drawn in. You're already atonement techina. An aspect of techina is already being atoned for. And it turns out that because he had a violation early in the day or a violation later in the day, according to Abaya, you could end up one carbon. Instead of your first reaction would be at least two, maybe three, maybe four would be your first reaction. But in the world of karbanos, if it's done in the same forgetfulness and it's the same violation, it's going to get drawn in. And it's possible, at least according to Abaya, that you'd only require one atonement karban and then everything else, because it has an aspect of relationship to it, could get drawn in. Again, you start with Kitzira, you're bringing a karban on that. The original Kitzira of the day gets drawn in because it's the same violation. The Techina grinding that was with it gets drawn in because when you forget it Shabbos, you only bring one carbon. If I'm bringing one carbon for forgetting it Shabbos, then the other malachas that I did in the same forgetfulness get drawn in as well. And finally, the Techina, since the other Techina was brought in, the other grinding was brought in, so this grinding can also be brought in to be included in the same carbon. Yeshikoach, have a wonderful day.